أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وبه نستعين، والصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. صلوات. My brothers and sisters, I take you to the time, at the time of our Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, when he's given his khutbah in the mosque after receiving the news of the martyrdom of our beloved Imam Hussein alayhi salam. After the khutbah, he brings Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein on either side. Imam Hussein is but a little child, but a little boy of 2 years old. And he places his right hand on the head of Imam Hassan alayhi salam, and his left hand on the head of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, and he says, by Allah, I am Muhammad, your servant, in front of everybody. I am your prophet, and these two young boys here are the most beautiful and the best of my progeny. They are the ones who are the chosen from my family, and they are the ones whom I will deputize as my vicegerents after me. And then he says, Jibrail has told me that this little one here on my left, he will be left slaughtered and martyred and abandoned on the plains of Karbala. May Allah remove every kind of blessing from those who will leave him like that. And may He bless this one and make him the master of the martyrs. Allahumma inna Muhammada abduka wa nabiyyuk. وهذاني عطائب عترتي وخيار ذريتي وأرومتي ومن أخلفهما في أمتي. وقد أخبرني جبرائيل عليه السلام أن ولدي هذا مقتول مخذول. This son of mine will be left slaughtered and abandoned. أن ولدي هذا مقتول مخذول. اللهم فبارك له في قتله واجعله من سادات الشهداء. اللهم ولا تبارك في قاتله وخاذله. When the people heard this, they began to wail and cry. They began to cry, and the Prophet said to them, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, he says, you cry for him, but you will leave him and not help him. فَقَالَ النَّبِيُّ أَتَبْكُونَهُ وَلَا تَنْصُرُونَهُ. You cry, but you will not help. Now let us go to the plains of Karbala, to the time now when Imam is there on his own. He has seen all the atrocities happen in front of his eyes. Abbas, his back is broken. Ali Akbar, his son, is left. After which he said, what is there left for me now in this dunya? His little baby, with the tiny neck and delicate fingers has gone. Imam is there left now on his own. Our beloved Imam. He says, after the death of Abbas ibn Ali, the Imam was left alone without any helpers. The women wailed and wept at the Imam's destitution as he called out, is there anyone who will defend the family of the Messenger of Allah? Is there anyone who will come and help me for the sake of Allah? Hal min nasirin yansuruna? Hal min mughithin yughithuna? Hal min nasirin? Is there any helper who will help us? Yansuruna? هل من مغيث يغيثنا أبا عبد الله. We are here but أبا عبد الله. Then he began to bid farewell to the women and the children and asked them to bear with patience the calamity of his death that was about to befall them. He said, Oh my sister Zainab, bring me an old garment which no one would desire, something which is left over, that I may wear it under my clothes, so that when they take my clothes and my armor, I am not left disgraced in front of everybody. So let me wear something underneath my armor, so that when they see this old cloth, they will not wish to take this from my body. But my brothers and sisters, these people were such animals that they even took that from our Imam. A small pair of trousers was brought for him, which he refused, saying, this is not a garment which is befitting for a dignified man. Then an old long shirt was given to him. He took the shirt and tore it in several places and wore it underneath his garments. He asked for another cloth, which he again tore and wore it out as the outer garment. So he did not wish to be stripped from his clothing. Then we see that Imam is going and saying farewell to his family. He moves from tent to tent. At this moment, Bibi Zainab alayhi salam is there with Imam Sajjad. Imam Sajjad has been unconscious during this event because of a severe illness. Imam says when he wakes up, as Zainab enters, he says, hand me my sword and my staff. Why do you ask for your sword and staff? Imam Hussein came in. The staff to support myself while I defend the son of the messenger with my sword for the life has no worth after you. The Imam embraced his son, comforting him, saying, oh my son, you are the purest and noblest of my descent. You are the guardian in my place of these destitute and oppressed orphans and widows. They have no one except you to save them from their enemies. Be kind to them and a source of comfort to them. Then he called out, Ya Zainabu, Ya Umma Kulthum. Ya Sakina, Ya Ruqayya, Ya Fatima, hear my words and understand that this son of mine, he pointed to Imam Sajjad alayhi salam, he said he will assume my position. He is the Imam whose obedience is obligatory. His final words to Imam Sajjad alayhi salam were, he says, oh my son, convey my greetings to my Shia. Convey my greetings to my Shia and tell them your father died alone in a foreign land. So lament him, for he went from this world as a martyr. Therefore weep for him. My brothers and sisters, we are the Shia of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Then the Imam went. Another narration says, he looked at all the places where he had gathered the bodies of his devotees and his family members. He said to himself that now there is nothing left. And now he desired nothing except martyrdom. So he called out to his family. And this is the final congregation. The time of great tribulation and sorrow has approached. The Imam wept as he offered them peace. May the merciful Lord not make you weep. Why do you shed these tears, O my brother, asked Zainab? How should I not cry when in a little while you will be driven with the enemies? The ladies of the Ahlul Bayt, and wails and cries came from the women. Fi amanillah. Fi amanillah, ya Aba Abdullah. Al-firaq, separation between us. Al-firaq, al-firaq. And then as Imam comes out, he comes out, but there's somebody there still. A little girl. A little girl runs up to our Imam. As he's mounting, she says, Oh Father, why have you submitted to death? Whom will I rely on now? O Sakina, Imam says, how can one without a helper not submit to death? For there are no helpers left for me now. But know, O Sakina, that the mercy and help of Allah will be with you in this world and in the hereafter. Bear life with patience, he tells this little girl. And do not complain for the decree of Allah. The world is a mere journey and the hereafter is a perpetual abode. This little girl is very small. She says, Oh Father, in that case take me back to Medina. Imam says that these people will never let me live and leave this place. And then Imam draws this little girl to his chest for the last time. Last time this little girl knows that this is the last time she will have the comfort of the chest of her father. And he dries her tears and says, Oh Sakina, lengthy will be your grief after my death. Do not burn my heart. Do not burn my heart with your tears, oh my little one. Do not burn my heart with your tears in regret, as long as there is life in my body. After I am killed, you are the most worthy to come to my body and weep, O best of the women. How Imam had to leave his 3-year-old little girl. The Imam consoled the women. He prayed to Allah to save them from the hands of the enemies and punish the enemies with numerous forms of chastisement. He prayed that Allah grant them uncountable rewards in place of the trials and misfortune that had befallen them. Zainab during this broke down into tears. The Imam comforted her saying, Be patient, my Zainab. Bear patiently, O daughter of Murtada. Isbiri, ya bint Murtada. Ya bint Murtada. Isbiri, for the time of your crying is still to come. And the Imam came out of the tent. Slowly, O my brother, she says, wait for a while, that I may look at you once more. That I may see this blessed face once more. And bid you farewell. For know that me bidding you farewell is very difficult for me. For this is the last time I will see you and I will never see you again. Lady Zainab could not separate from our Imam. She could not. She began to kiss his hands and his feet. And the rest of the women of the Ahlul Bayt came to the feet of Hussein. They began to kiss his feet. The Imam comforted them and asked them to return to the tents. Then he asked for Lady Zainab to remain with him. He placed his blessed hand on her and comforted her. and in her anxiety, and he said, "Those who bear with patience receive a great reward from Allah. Oh my dear sister, bear with patience, bear with patience." In the meantime, as the Imam bade farewell and comforted the women, Umar ibn Sa'd instructed his soldiers to attack the Imam, saying, "Attack him while he is busy in bidding farewell to his family. For by Allah, if he is allowed to finish, he will cut through our ranks." At this time, the Imam was there outside the tents. When the Imam left the women, he went into battle like a raging lion and went through the ranks of the enemy and fell them to the ground, anyone who came in his way. The Imam's chest and neck were pierced by countless number of arrows fired at him. But every time he would go, he would say, "La hawla wa la quwwata li. I have no power and no strength illa billah al-ali al-azim. La hawla wa la quwwata li illa billah al-ali al-azim." The Imam went into the war and fought extremely bravely. It is also reported that he would stop, and maybe even before he went in, he addressed his enemies and said to them, "Know, O people, that this world is transient, and its people will be taken away from it to another abode. You are aware of the laws of Islam, and you have read well the Quran. You realize that Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. You realize this realization, you know that you will have to account for your deeds, and you will be accounted for this oppression that you have killed the son of the messenger. O people, look at the Euphrates and how it shimmers, how its raging waves appear to the bellies of the fish. The Jews and the Christians and the dogs and the pigs drink from it, while the family of the messenger dies from thirst." Imam would go into war, he would say, "Death is worthier to me than disgrace, and the disgrace of this world is worthier than entering into hell. And in every state, Allah is my refuge. I am Hussein ibn Ali, ana Hussein ibn Ali. I have sworn not to turn my back to the enemy. I will defend the family of my father. I will proceed on the religion of the Prophet." The narrations continue. One says Imam killed 1,800 enemies. According to other reports, even more. Umar ibn Sa'd, seeing this, cried out to his soldiers, "Sorrow be your lot. He is the son of Ali ibn Abi Talib, the most renowned swordsman of the Arabs. Attack him from every direction." They could not take Imam down. Imam was too great, too strong. At this, 4,000 bowmen turned their bows towards the Imam and made him a target of their arrows. The narrations say that the blessed body of our Imam had so many arrows that literally they say it was like a hedgehog. Arrows coming out, so many, like it was like a hedgehog. Imam Baqir alayhi salam says Imam had over 320 wounds on the front side of his body because he never turned his back to the enemy. All his wounds were from the front. Shibr ibn Dhil Joshan, la'natullahi alayhi, may Allah curse this wretched soul, came with a group of people advancing towards the tents of the Imam. Seeing this, the Imam cried out, "O partisans of the progeny of Abu Sufyan, if you have no religion or fear of resurrection, at least be free men in this world." Shimmer said, "What are you saying, O son of Fatima? What are you saying? I am fighting with you. What wrong," Imam says, "what wrong have the women and children done? Ask your men to retreat from the tents and not go near them while I am alive," replied the Imam. "We will not go near your tents while you live," said Shimmer. Then turning to his soldiers, "O men, come away from the tents and go to Al-Hussein and finish him off." as the Imam fell off the back of his horse for the final time onto the burning sands. His blood was flowing all over the place, and he lied in that bed of arrows. But he said, Bismillahi wa billahi wa ala millati Rasulillah. Even as he fell off the horse, he said, by Allah, in the name of Allah, and on the creed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. الحكم لله والصبر على حكم الله. He says, the decree is Allah, and patience for the decree of Allah. لا إله إلا الله. لا إله إلا الله. Oh, the aid of those seeking help. يا غياث المستغيثين. Imam is imploring Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in these final moments. I do not have a Lord other than you, and there is none worthy of worship except you. Perseverance upon your judgment, O aid of one who has no helper, O eternal one who has no end, O the resurrector of the dead. Imam implores Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He also recited, I have abandoned the creation in your love. I have orphaned my children so that I may see you. If the swords were to cut me into pieces in your love, even then my heart would not long for other than you. Brothers and sisters, in these last moments, Lady Zainab runs out of the tent crying, Oh my brother! Oh Muhammad! Oh my father! Oh Ali! Oh Ja'far! Wa akha! Wa Sayyida, wa Ahl Bayta. She says, O people, if only the heavens would fall upon the earth, and if only the mountains would crumble, for this is too great for me to take. Layta as-samaa utbiqat ala al-ard. وليت الجبال تكدكدات على السهل وأخا ومحمدا وعليا. Then she stood on top of a hill and saw Umar ibn Sa'd with a group of people heading towards the Imam as he lay there helpless on the burning sands, supplicating to Allah with his final breaths. She called out, O Umar! Will you look on as Abu Abdullah is being killed? The plea of Lady Zainab was so heartbreaking to Umar ibn Sa'd that he began to weep. Then he turned his face away from her and did not reply. When she saw that they were not going to spare her brother, she cried out in desperation, Isn't there a Muslim among you? Isn't there a believer among you? Oh, you animals! At the incident of the arrow, the Imam was drained of every drop of blood and strength. The enemies ceased fighting, and no one dared approach the Imam to strike that final blow. Shimmer shouted at his soldiers, May your mothers weep over you! Why do you wait? Kill the man! The soldiers surrounded and began to attack the dying Imam. One soldier struck him on his left arm, while another struck him on the shoulder. Sinan ibn Anas came forward and mercilessly pushed his spear into the cavity of the Imam's throat and pulled it out and then embedded it in the Imam's chest. The Imam somehow managed with his great difficulty to remain standing. And Sinan ibn Anas shot an arrow into his throat. The Imam then fell to the ground again. Then after a moment he struggled to sit and remove the arrow from his neck. His beard, his head and chest were covered with his blood. He says, Imam says, Like this I will meet with Allah, covered in my blood, deprived of my right. Hakadha alqi Allah. Hakadha alqa Allah. مغضبا بدمي ومغصوبا علي حقي. A commander of the enemy states, I looked into the battlefield and found Al-Hussein struggling and turning from side to side as his soul was departing from his limbs. He shone brightly at that moment. The beauty and serenity emanating from him prevented me from thinking of killing him. Never have I seen a man who has been murdered so brutally with so much beauty. At this moment, the Imam asked for a sip of water in those dying moments. But this is what the enemy replied him, my brothers and sisters. They said, you will not taste water until you are given the burning water of hell. Imam then said to him, no, I will proceed to my grandfather, the messenger of Allah, and drink of the fountain of paradise, and to him I will complain of your evil acts. The words of the Imam had no effect on them. He again said, La waylaka ana la uridu al-hamiya, wala ashrabu min hamimiha, bal aridu ala jaddi rasulillah, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa askunu ma'ahu fi darihi. وأسكن معه في داره في مقعد صدق عند مليك مقتدر. And I will drink of a pure water. وأشرب من ماء غير آسٍ أشكو إليه. I will complain to my grandfather. I will complain of all these evil atrocities that you have inflicted on me and my family. وَأَشْكُوا إِلَيْهِ مَا ارْتَكَبْتُمْ مِنِّي وَفَعَلْتُمْ بِهِ. In these last moments, they came to the Imam. My brothers and sisters, if you have been for Hajj and you have been to see how they slaughter those animals, you will see that first they give that animal water. But they didn't give even our Imam water, even a sip. They hounded the Imam, and that ripe animal, Shimr ibn Joshan, came and took his sword, and the Imam went into sajda. Oh Allah, what a great sajda on the plains of Karbala. Imam went into sajda as Shimr pulled his sword and slowly cut the head of our holy Imam from his neck. Inna lillahi. Oh Imam, they slaughtered you worse than an animal. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. As this happened, Lady Zainab was standing there watching this. The Hujjatullah on the earth was being treated like this. Qutila al-Husayn bi Karbala. Dhubiha al-Husayn. Dhubiha al-Husayn. Allahu Akbar, Rubiha al-Husaynu fi Karbala wa Ahla Bayta wa Muhammada wa Aliya. When the angels saw this, they came to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They came to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they were crying to Allah and they said, Oh Allah, this is Hussein, alayhi salam, your messenger, your vicegerent, the son of Fatima, the son of your prophet. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to him, the angels, he says, and he showed them the image of our Imam Zaman, and he said, with this man, they will be avenged with this man they will be avenged. And I recite to you from Dua Nutba, Aina talibu bidami maqtuli bikarbala. Where is the one who will come and avenge the blood that was spilled in Karbala? Aina talibu bidami maqtuli bikarbala. Oh, our Imam. Imam Zaman, our salams come to you, our condolences to you, on this atrocity, on this day, for what happened to your blessed grandfather. As-salamu alayka ya Aba Abdullah. As-salamu alayka ya Aba Abdullah. وعلى الأرواح التي حلت بفنائك عليكم منا جميعا. Upon from all of us we send you salams. عليكم منا جميعا سلام الله أبدا forever and ever. ما بقينا وما بقي الليل والنهار. O Imam, Ya Aba Abdullah, we send you our salams for as long as we live, and as long as the night alternates with the day, and as long as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keeps us alive. وَعَلَى الْأَرْوَاحِ الَّتِي حَلَّتْ بِفِنَائِكَ. And all those souls who gave their lives with you, Ya Aba Abdullah. السلام على الحسين وعلى علي بن الحسين. سلام على حسين أو علي بن الحسين. وعلى أولاد الحسين. And on those children of the Ahlul Bayt, all the way to Ali Asghar alayhi salam. وعلى أصحاب الحسين. And the companions of Hussein جميعا. ورحمة الله وبركاته ماتم حسين. يا حسين يا حسين يا حسين يا حسين يا حسين.